Let's see how we go. Let's start again now together, and we'll see how it comes out. That the night of the 14th, that means going into the 14th of Nisan, you check the chametz la'ohaneh. So why do we check? So we straight away looked at Rashi. What did Rashi say? Why do we check? Boitkin, why do we check? What does Rashi say? Oila ba'osa gosin ala oya nebe gmo fash time. Boitkin. What does Rashi say? Boitkin. Why Boitkin? Boitkin says Rashi shura yavo olo v'bali roya v'bali motzi. So Rashi is telling us there's a din toyo. Is a chiyuv d'oraisa to be boidek the chometz, not to be over on bari or bari motzi. Sounds like from Rashi that if you wouldn't be, check, you'd be over nisa toyer, you'd be over nisa d'oraisa of checking or of having a chometz in your house. Bari or bari motzi. So let's have a look at Tosis. Oila ba'osa boidkin is a chometz. Pesha kuntras. Says Rashi. No, I'm going to just wait for Bishua to get ready because it's chaval for him to miss out. She's almost there.
Could I ask you one thing in the meantime?
Yeah.
Is Rashi saying, what would be if you check and you found nothing? Is it checking the thing that gets you if you're not over by your error or not having chometz?
Well, obviously, if you didn't have chometz, then you won't be over by your eye, because the pasuk says lo yoreh lecha chometz lo yoreh lecha sari. So you mustn't have chometz. So obviously, if you didn't have any chometz, you're not going to have any itza. But the chiv to check is to ensure that you won't have chometz. To ensure that you won't have chometz, because if you would have chometz, you would be over by your eye. So a way to make sure that you don't be over by your eye is by doing b'dikas chometz.
What's
What did you say?
Did that answer your question?
Yeah. But obviously, if you didn't check, you're not sure you wouldn't have. Rashi seems to be emphasizing that the checking is the thing that gets you out of Bali Yara.
Right, so I'll just say in a different way then. Ben, I'll move your screen slightly down. Yeah?
I've got to really pick myself up.
Well, don't bother then. It's okay, fine.
My chair sinks over time.
Oh, I see. Okay, no problem. The Bernard's making a point. If the issue is just that you don't have chametz, so why are we saying boitkin shalayava lo bali roi? Kilo the bedika makes it that you're not over bali roi, or the fact that you don't have any chametz in your house, it's making that you're not over bali roi. So obviously the actual halacha is the not having of the chametz in your house makes that you won't be over bali roi. So what's the checking doing? So you could say the checking just makes it that you won't have any chometz in your house. But in actual fact, it's clear, what happens if somebody did check and he didn't find any chometz, and then on Pesach he found chometz? Was he over on Bali Roye during the course of that time? So it's clear in the Gemara that you weren't over Bali Roye during that time. You were not over Bali Roye during that time. Why? Since you did Bedika, since you checked in your Makai and what the Torah wanted from you, so you're not over Bali Roi. And then if you find chometz afterwards, so from then on, maybe there's an issue of Bali Roi. But you weren't over Bali Roi previously because you did the Bedika. So the Bedika actually does get you out of Bali Roi, Bali Motze. As we go along,
what's the translation of Bala Motze?
So Lo Roi means it shouldn't be seen.
Right.
Motze means it shouldn't be found. What happens if you've got something in a box? You're not going to see it. It's also awesome because it could be found.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
It mustn't be found in your house either.
Okay.
Yeah?
For the love.
Yes, Yossi, sorry.
I wanted to ask, if we would have said just Bali Matze, wouldn't that suffice? Why do we have to say Bali Matze, Bali Re or Bali Matze?
Yeah.
If you don't have in your possession, if you can't find it, then you're not going to see it.
Right. So the Gemara is going to talk about it in Daf Hey Omid Beis. Okay, so you have to hold your question till then. It's a good question, but in Daf Hey Omid Beis will learn out. Okay, Mirza Shem. Good point. So let's see Tosfos now. So we looked yesterday.
Does Bedikah always include Biur, or is it separate?
The Bedikah is in order to do Biur afterwards, yes. Yeah. If you wouldn't do Biur, you haven't helped yourself. The Bedikah is to get rid of the Chometz afterwards.
Yeah.
Top, let's see. Arina Ba'asa Beit Kines HaChometz. Biur Shakunchas. Shiloi Lava Elov. Bebali Roya Bali Motzi. You do this Bedikah, so you shouldn't be over with Bali Roya and Bali Motzi. The Kashalari says Tosfos, I don't understand it. Kivan the Tzarech Bittul, since the Gemara is going to say you need to do Bittul. Do you remember we saw that yesterday? Kadama be Gemara, Habboidek, Tzarech Shivata, like he says in the Gemara, Habboidek, somebody who checks has to be Mevatel. There's a Chiv to be Mevatel afterwards. Umidiraisa, be Bittul, Baal Masagi. I mean, I tell you, it's just to do Bittul. But I tell you, it's sufficient just to do Bittul. Amai Tzichu Chachamim. So why do the Chachamim require you to do Bedikah at all? Why do Chachamim require you to do Bedikah at all? What's Tosfos' question? Let's think of Tosfos' question a little bit. Tosfos' question like this. It says in the Gemara later on, that somebody who does a bedikah is required to do bittul. We saw yesterday why we'll learn it. Chazal required us to do bittul after doing bedikah. Now, bittul on its own is also sufficient, says Tosfos. If somebody would just do bittul, is also good. How do we know that? How do we know that bittul on its own is also good? So that's a Gemara Dav Dalet Amud Beis. Dav Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says you can rely on women to do bedikas chometz. You can rely on women or on children to do bedikas chometz. Why can you rely on women and children to do bedikas chometz? Says the Gemara, because since it's only the chiv bedika is only the rabbanon. Because midiraisa bebittul ba'al masagile. If you look in the Avdalah Damat Beit, but it doesn't matter. We're learning Me'at Hashem when we get there. Midiraisa bittul ba'al masagile. It's good enough just to do bittul. So if so, Tosfos' question is an obvious question. What's Tosfos' question here? Tosfos says there's a chiyah. You anyway have to do bittul. And minatoria is good enough bittul. So why were Chazal mechayev us to do a bedikah at all? So Rashi said the reason why we do it is not to be over Bali Ra Bali Mati. But Frank Tosfos, that's not true, because you're anyway going to have to do bittul. And when you do bittul, that's going to help me out to get out of Bali Ra Bali Mati. So why do I need to do bedikah bechlal? Why are we doing bedikah? What's the reason to do bedikah? To be over Bali Ra Bali Mati? That's not true. You're going to have to do bittul afterwards. And if you do bittul afterwards, that's what's going to get you out of Bali Ra Bali Mati. So why are we doing bedikah? That's the question of Tosfos.
Wait, even if you mavatal it, you can still see it or find it.
Very good. Very good. But the Torah asked L'Yor L'Cho Chometz. The Torah asked you to have chometz in your possession.
Get about 40% of the money back.
Wait, Moshe, can you mute it, please?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry.
The Torah says L'Yor L'Cho Chometz. The Torah said you mustn't have chometz in your possession. If I would be mevatel the chometz, then I've made it as if the chometz is worthless, is not kosher for me, and therefore it's not considered that I've got chometz in my possession.
Okay.
We'll see that in the run shortly. It's not considered that it's got chometz in your possession, and therefore it doesn't matter that I've got this thing in my house, because it's not chometz. My chometz, or it's not chometz that's considered kosher chometz, is not something that I have to be concerned about to be over lo yiroi.
But if you come to eat it, and you come and you take something and you eat it, you can't say, oh, it's mevatel, and it's like afra, and it's not chometz.
You'd be over. You're right. Even if you're mevatel chometz, you don't have to eat it. That's true.
But that's what they want you to avoid, even though you've been mevatel it, or you're coming, you know, either by accident or on purpose, or it'll be very tempting. You can still come.
That's not what Rashi said. Rashi said the reason why you do bedika is not to be over bali roya bali matzah. He doesn't say so you shouldn't come to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the mevatel dealing with like little crumbs and things like that that you're not aware about? That you're not aware of. I mean, like you could have a bottle of whiskey and say, "Oh, I'm a bottle. It doesn't exist. It's not really. It no longer is a bottle of whiskey. It's just dust."
It's no longer considered. I don't view it as a choshev chometz. I view it as something unimportant, and therefore, it's not an issa of chometz.
And so someone come along. And someone come along and take that bottle of very expensive whiskey and walks away with it. You're not going to be the person who previously owned it, who mevatel is not going to be upset about it.
He shouldn't be.
Yeah, not likely.
If you meant it. If you meant it.
You can't true.
You can't take him to base it.
No.
No, it's not yours. It's dust. It's nothing.
We'll see in the run. The run explains it very well how this bittel works. But it's good to hear what your thoughts are as we go through. But the Ran's going to explain. It's a Ran.
If someone sees a nice loaf of bread or a beautiful cake or something, and it's sitting on the, it's sitting there, and you just mevatled it, you're going to say this is no longer chametz.
I didn't say that you won't. Like your Bernard said, you
can't. Yeah, but when you're seeing it, no, but when you're seeing it though, you're not in your air.
Not considered your chametz.
Okay.
I've kilo disowned it or doesn't not worth anything for me. It's not considered my chometz. I'm over on it.
But maybe you gave the answer when you say, "Did he mean it?" that's part of the problem. If you don't really mean it, you know, that's why you want the bedikah as well.
Let's work out again. What was you're saying, good, Bernard? But let's work out what Tosa's question was again. How do you understand Tosa's question? Tosis starts off with Rashi, which means, and then Vekosheri, means he's coming to ask on Rashi something, right? Rashi said it shouldn't be over, bari or bari mote, says Tosis, kiven shetzorach bitol. Tosis words his question, but interestingly, kiven shetzorach bitol, why do you need to do bedika? Meaning, the way Tosis is saying, Taisa means to ask on Rashi. The Rashi is saying that it's Altsbali or Bani Motze, you shouldn't be over Bani or Bani Motze. Says Taisa, that's not true. The Mishnah must be talking about when you did the bittel afterwards. Why? Because every person has to do a bittel. Says in the Gemara that you have to do a bittel. So don't tell me the reason why you're doing Bdik is Shalo Yava Bani or Bani Motze. Because you anyway have to do a bittel afterwards. And that's how you're going to get out of Bali or Bali Motze. So then you haven't explained anything. Why did it say in the Mishnah that you have to do Bedikas Chometz? Why did it say in the Mishnah Bedikas Chometz? Why Chazal Machai Mibdika? Just do Bittel. What did Rashi say? Shalayava Bali or Bali Motze. That's not true. What are you going to do after doing Bedika? What are you going to do?
Bittel.
And that's going to get you out of Bali or Bali Motze. So then I don't need the Mechra.
Even though the source of Tosus's question mentions Vedika?
The source of Tosus's question mentions Vedika. I don't understand your question. Say again.
You said that the source on Daf Dalet says that Nashim are able to do Vedika because Bittul is enough. But it mentions Vedika. Also, Vedika is something that we have to do.
Right, sure. So Tosus is asking, so why do we need to do it? Not because of Bani Raya. So why do we need to do it? Amay tzichu chachomim bedika klal. I don't agree with what Rashi said, because it's not true. You don't need the bedika not to be over bali roi, you're not going to be over bali roi bali mot anyway. Because you've done bitter afterwards. So why do we need to do bedika? It seems a bit pointless. When Eretari says toisus, the afal gav, even though the sagi bebitel be'alma, then it's true. It's sufficient Minatoya to do just bittel. Hechmiru chachomim livdoi chomet. Hechmiru chachomim. Chazal wa machmir, stringent. livdoik chametz, to require you to check for chametz or levaroi, and to burn it. Or levaroi, how do you translate the word levaroi? It doesn't really mean to burn it, it means to remove it, to destroy it, to dispose of it. Shelo yavoi le'oichlo. Why the mechayev you to do bdika and biu? Shelo yavoi le'oichlo, like Bernard suggested. Shelo yavoi le'oichlo. Chazal were worried that you're going to come to eat chametz. Means even though you've done bittul, and even though you won't be over bali or bali matz anyway, there's a din to abonon to do bdika. So we start off the Mishnah. Oilai ba'asa boitkin es achametz ayaneh. Why do you have to do bdika? Menatoyam midabonon.
Originally deraisa. Originally we said it was deraisa.
Very good, Ramotra. Come to Rashi. There's a chiv deraisa to bdikas chametz. And according to Tosfos, no. There's no chiv deraisa. There's only a chiv drabanon, because the bittul is going to help you for the deraisa. So why do you have to bdikas? Then drabanon, so yavoi the ochlo. So you shouldn't come to eat it. And the Tosfos brings a raya for this. Chayim mashma lekamon. The boy Rava asked, Kiko bishmei koyo. If you have a loaf of bread high up on a beam where there's no chash of a person climbing up there to eat, and the Gemara there says, is it good enough to do bittul, or do you have to somehow get that loaf down, or bread down? The Gemara says, Idilma zimnin de nofel. It's a concern that sometimes the loaf will fall va'osila mechli and you'll come to eat it. So Mele says, Taisus achidush, the chiv bedika that we do on erev Seder night, the night before Seder night. The chiv bedika is a din drabanon to prevent ourselves from eating, the chametz. Kon to Rashi, the chiv was an isa deraisa, chiv deraisa, bani matzah. According to Tosfos, only drabanon.
But Rashi didn't say anything unless to come to eat it. I mean, that's what you put me in a corner with. I would not say that in Rashi. Said according to Rashi, it's got nothing to do whether you'll come to eat it or not.
According to Rashi, it's nothing to do about of eating. It's a dinder aitzah shalayavoy olav v'baliyah balimotzi. We're worried you'll come to be over baliyah balimotzi. Tov. So what's the difficulty now? We've learned Rashi, we've learned Tosfos. What's the difficulty?
What was Rashi thinking?
The difficulty is, why didn't Rashi want you to have that to worry that maybe you come to eat it and have a din de rabbonon as well?
I would say it's like Avram says a bit better. Avram, right. Say again.
No, I didn't hear him. I didn't.
I was saying, what was Rashi thinking? What was Rashi thinking? I mean, Tosfos's question is such a good question. So. Couldn't have been that Rashi didn't take that to account. So taking into account what Tosfos said, let's relearn Rashi.
That's the question which a person meant to be asking himself at this stage. The Chaya Tosfos is 100% right. It's a Gemara Mefereshes Eitan Habaydek Tzor Sheivatel. Habaydek Tzor Sheivatel. You have to do bittul. So why are you telling me the reason why you do bdika is not to be over bali or bali matzi? It's not true. You're going to do bittul afterwards. And that's anyway going to get you out of Bali or Bali Motze. So why do the Bidika beforehand? Not because of Shalaya Avel of Bali or Bali Motze. The Bittel's going to do that. And you're anyway going to have to do Bittel afterwards. So what's the point?
The Bittel exists for Chamin.
The Bittel?
According to Rashi, Bidika is the Chiv Doraisa. And the Bittel is the Chachamin.
But the Gemara says that Bittel itself would work Menatur. Igmad Avdalid said that Midiraisa bittul ba'al masagilo. Midiraisa is good enough just to do a bittul. Like we said, how can we rely on children for bdikas chometz? Right, children, how can they do a dindra bonon? We can't rely on them for dindraisa. Says the Gemara, no, because Menatoria is good enough just to do bittul. So since Menatoria is good enough to do bittul, so therefore, if Menatoria is good enough to do bittul, so then why do you have to do bedika? Right? So this is where the run kicks in. Run that we said yesterday to look at. This is what the Ram puts in. The Ram tells us, Pshat in Rashi. If not, I can maybe email them quickly. Does everyone have a run? Moshe Peretz, do you have a run?
Yeah.
If anyone doesn't have it, please feel free to call me and I'll just email them quickly the text. Top. If everyone's got it, that's fantastic. So it's the second run on Daf Aleph, Omid Aleph in the Rif. Boitkin Esach Omitz. Pish Rashi. Here's Rashi. You have it?
Yep.
Kedei shalayavoy bebali roye ubali motzi. In order that you should not be over bali roye ubali motzi. Hikshur betoisvus tokaim elom timidereisa bebitul ba'al masagi. Menatoya, we pasken that it's good enough to do bitul. Menatoya. Tokaim elom we pasken timidereisa menatoya bebitul ba'al masagi. Sagi, it's sufficient just to do bitter. Kedeisa begemore, like it says in the Gemara. V'soif soif loy sagi v'loy bitter. And furthermore, Tosa says, it's never sufficient just to do bidika. Because kedomina begemore, like it says in the Gemara, habaydek tzor shivatol, somebody who does bidika has to do bitter. Vekivin shekein. Since that is the case, Akim Shekein Hu, since that is the case, Heichi Asya Bedika, how can it be that the Bedika is Kedei Shaloyavar Olav Bebaliro, Bali Motze? How can it be that the Bedika is in order that you should not be over Baliro, Bali Motze? Holoi Potar Nafshe, he doesn't exempt himself Beloi Bitter, without Bitter. And it's sufficient to do bitter as well on its own. So Mamela, how can you tell me that the reason why you do bdika is to be over, to prevent yourself from being over bali or bali matzi? It's never sufficient just to do bdika, because you're going to have to do bitter afterwards, and the bitter will get you out of bali or bali matzi. So what's the point of the bdika? Says the Ram. That's the question. That was Tosa's question. Vishloima says the Ram. Timidereisa bechad minayur sagi. Minatoyo, it's sufficient to do one of them. Keloima, oi bebedika, oi bebitul. It's sufficient to do either bedika or bitul. Minatoyo. Tebedika lechudo nami mahanya. The bedika on its own also is sufficient. Minatoyo. Like it says in the Gemara, the Gemara says you have to bedik his chometz la'or haneh. And the Gemara says, menolom. How do we know that you have to do bedik his chometz la'or haneh? Upashtino le'i mikroi. And the Gemara derived it from Sukkim. Alme te bedika nami midaraisai. If we learn from Sukkim how to do Bedika, it must be the Bedika is the Raisa. Or should we read it like this? Anyone who did the Bedika, you don't need to do Bitter. You do either Bedika or Bitter. Bitter, we know Gemara Daf Dalet says you can just do bitter. Says the Ram, Pshat in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph is that you can also get out of Bali Ra Bali Motze just by doing bedika. Hilkoch Shape Ikele Meima. Therefore, it's possible to say the bedika osi kedei shelo yava olav bebali ra. It's possible to say that the bedika is there not to be over Bali Roy. Shema shetzichu chachomim bitul acha habedika. That which Chazal required you to do bitul after bedika, einoy elo midivrem. That's midrabonon. Shema yimtze gluske yefefio vidaita ilave. K'di isa begimar. So the Ram's saying like this. Pshat in Rashi. Ram tells us, you should know there's two ways of not being over Bari or Bari Motze. One way of not being over Bari or Bari Motze is by doing Bittul. That's Mefurash in the Gemara Daf Daled. You're not over Bari or Bari Motze if you did Bittul. But there's another way of doing Bittul, of not being over Bari or Bari Motze. There's another way. What's the second way? Do Medikas Chometz. If you would do Medikas Chometz and Bir Chometz, then you will not be over Bani Roy, Bani Motze, even if you did not do Bittul. Even if you didn't do Bittul, you would not be over Bani Roy, Bani Motze. So therefore, says the Ran, it's okay to explain Rashi like he did. Rashi said, why do you do Bidikas Chametz? Kidei Shelo Yava Bani Roy, Bani Motze. What was the question? We have to do Bittul afterwards. Says the Ran, so what? But Minatoya, if you would do Bedika, you would not be over Bani Roy Bani Motze. So there's nothing wrong with Rashi writing that the reason why you need to do Bedika is not to be over Bani Roy Bani Motze. Because it's true, Bedika itself would exempt you from being over Bani Roy Bani Motze.
If you didn't do Bittul. But who's not going to do Bittul? It's just speaking. Saying a couple things.
Fantastic. Motza's raising a good point, which we'll see in a second. Very good. But first, I just want to make clear what we've said. What did we say? We said we had a question on Rashi. What was the question we had on Rashi? Rashi said you shouldn't be dubidiki in order not to be over Bani or Bani Motze. So what's the question? You anyway have to do a Bittul.
Rashi has the Havamina that you're not going to do Bittul.
As Taisa says the Ram, that this Chiyuv Bittul after Bdika is a Din Drabanan. Where did that say it? Where does it exist that you have to do a Bittul after a Bdika? Is it a Mishnah?
No, the Gemara said, Aborik Sarikshi Yerivata.
Yeah, who was it? Tana and Amaya? Mishu Abeinu? Who was it?
It was a Nemora, wasn't it? Wasn't it Rav Yehuda?
It wasn't a Tana even. It was an Amaria. It was Rav Yehuda Amarav. It wasn't a Tana. So says the Ram, the Mishnah is before that. The Mishnah is the Deraisus, the Chiyuv Bedika. That's a Tana. The Tana. The Mishnah said, the Chiyuv Bedika to do Bedika to know there not to be over Bali Roy. You're right. You could have done Bittul. But the Mishnah is talking about the Deraisa level. The Deraisa level. The Bedika does get out of Bali Roy Bali Motze. It does make it you're not over Bali Roy Bali Motze. Now, what's your question? You're anyway going to have to do a Bittul. I'm not discussing that. That's an Amaria later on. The Mishnah is not discussing that. The Mishnah is discussing the Chiyuv, the Raisa of Bali Roy Bali Motze. How can I get out of Bali Roy Bali Motze? There's two ways. You can do Bedika, you can do Bittul. And the Mishnah is discussing the Bedika.
I understand that part of the run, but I don't understand the second part of the run, because he says that the reason why you do Bittul is because you might come and find a nice Danish or a nice donut and on Pesach, and that's why you need to do the Bittul for that, because you might end up coming to eat it. But how does Bittul help if you come to eat chametz? How does Bittul help? Like yeah, you ate chametz. Just because you make a verbal, formal declaration.
The Ram did not mean that you might...
That I'm evatuling all chametz doesn't help you if you're actually eating a donut on Pesach.
Right. The Ram, at the end of this Ram, did not mean that you might come to eat it on... Did not mean that you might come to eat it on Pesach. And we'll have to see in that Vavam at base. It doesn't mean that. It means you won't be over on... You won't be over on Bani Roy, Bani Motze. If you would then consider that you want to have it in your house, then you'd be over on Bali Roy. So you have to be Mevatele beforehand to say that I don't want to have any chametz in the house, even ones I don't know about.
Is it subject to the knas of chomesh avar al pesach? If you Mevatele the chomets and afterwards you found something.
I say that not again for the time being. Yeah, not again for the time being.
Rav Avram. So the Ran is saying that Bittul is not deraisa, but that's what Tosfos holds that it is deraisa.
Right, Ran saying that both are Daraisa.
Oh, he is?
After Bedika, that's only Darabonim.
Oh, either one on their own would be Daraisa, but if you did one after the, if you did Bittel after Bedika, that's just the Chachamim being Machmir on that.
Indeed. Very good. Very good. That's right. So, Mela, the question we had on Rashi was, you're telling me it's Bali Rab, Bali Motze? It's not true. You have to do Bittel afterwards. One second, half a second. You have to do Bittel afterwards. You're telling me you have to, you're telling me that that's the right. It's not true. You have to do Bittel afterwards. So, the Ran says, no, Bedika on its own is sufficient. It's a bit mashma in the words of the Ran. Then the question he thought, Minatoya, you have to do Bedika and Bittel. Now he thought there was only really one way to get rid of Bali Roy. He had to do Bittel. That's what he thought. And that's why he had a great kash on Rashi. Then why are you telling me it's out to Bali Roy? You have to do Bittel. The Ran in his answers, Mechadish to us, Midereisa Bechad Minayusagi. Minatoya, one of them is sufficient. That's his teretz in his answer. Yeah, in his answer. He's Mechadish to us in his answer. His question, in the Havamina, they thought, Bittel? In order you shouldn't be able to Bali Roy, you need to do Bittel. That's what they thought. The Ran thought, there's Chiyav of Bali Roy, Bali Motze, the way to get out of it is Aliday Bittel. To which the Ran said, no, you should know there's two ways to do, get out of Bali Roy, Bali Motze. There's two ways to get out of Bali Roy, Bali Motze. There's a Bittel way and a Bedika way. Rashi is talking about the Bedika way. What's your question? That anyway, you're going to have to do a Bittel afterwards. That's only a din drabonon to do a Bittel after your Bedika. And the Mishnah is not talking about that. The Mishnah is talking about the din Torah. The din Torah, they have to do Bedika Tzchametz. The din Torah to Bedika Tzchametz to be over in order not to be over Bali Roy, Bali Motze. Is it clear so far?
Why would the Reed think that it's Minoraisa to do Bedika? I mean, to do the beer.
Why would you think
that's Daraisa as opposed to thinking that Bdika is the Daraisa?
Right. So the Pasuk says Tashpisu Sa'oi mi batechem.
It's only if you find. Tashpisu. Don't find. Yeah, if you don't find, there's nothing to be the mashbis.
Right. But the Tashbisu says Rashi, if you look in the Dalet Amud Beis, the Bittel Ba'alma. Tavdalah Lamed Beis, almost halfway down the page in Rashi. Bebitel Ba'alma. Bebitel Ba'alma, Rashi says, Dechsiv Tashpisu, Velechsiv Tevaru, Vashposo Deleiv, Hiashposo. The Pasuk says, Tashpisu Sa'oi Mibatechem. And Rashi says, the word Tashpisu means Beleiv.
But that's only when you have.
Right.
If you don't, how do you know if you have unless you find?
Why? Why would I'm suspecting I've got chametz in my house.
Why would that be sufficient?
Why not? I'm mevatel it.
If anything, I would think you need to search.
Where does it say in the Torah to search?
You don't search. If you don't search, if you're being mevatel and you don't search, How are you being the kind of the mitzvah of Bali Re'o Bali Matzeh? Meaning, is that really what Hashem wanted? Just a thought? But really, you know that there's a 70% probability that you have some chametz lying around in the house somewhere?
So your question is a good question because you have to see the rest of the round for this. What Yossi is really asking is how does Bittel do anything? All right? In the end of the day, you still have chametz in your house. So how does Bittel do anything?
Right, not just that. I think the Bedika, like Rashi's saying, it should be more obvious that the Bedika is what your achayis is to do, is to remove it. And how do you remove it? Yeah, you have to remove it. Everyone's agreeing you have to remove it. How do you remove it? By first finding it. If you don't find it, then you wouldn't have to necessarily do Bittel. Like we said, now Bittel is only Mizrabanan. It's an additional aspect. Shema Yimtza Gluska Yafa. But if you don't find it, according to Rashi, you're Mekayim. You searched out, you sought out, nothing you found. So you're Mekayim the mitzvah, the Daraisa.
That's true, according to the Maskana of the Ran. But we're trying to work out what the Ran was asking. What did the Ron ask on Rashi? What was his havimina and what's the maskana? Rashi says everybody or body matzi. So what was the Ron asking on Rashi? So it's a bit mashma from the answer of the Ron, how to understand what the question of the Ron was. A bit mashma from the answer of the Ron, that the reason that he understood that minatoy you have to do bittel, and bdika is nothing. Minatoy you have to do bittel, like I said, Rashi davdalad on the base, tashpisu belev. The Torah says, tashpisu sa'oy mivotechem. Get rid of the sa'oy from your house. Tashpisu, says Rashi, he doesn't say tevaru, burn it or get rid of it. It says tashpisu from the Lashon of Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean? Shabbos, it's resting. It's not playing a big role today. Tashpisu sa'oy mivotechem. That's what Rashi says of Daled.
What does the pasuk say? Tashbisu sa'oy mivotechem?
Yeah.
So it's nice to say that Tashbisu means also from your hearts, but if the pasuk itself in the pasuk reading says Tashbisu se'ol mi batechem, batechem doesn't mean bilavavchem. It means from your house. How do you do it?
What does Tashbisu mean?
It means it would have to mean, the literal translation means destroy or remove. Remove.
So Rashi Medayik, since it says, Ach b'yem rishin tashpisu sa'oy mebatechem, tashpisu is l'ashom shvita. You know what shvita is? Master, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you know what it means, right? Shvita is going on strike. It means the chometz is on strike.
Strike it out.
Huh?
Strike it out of your house.
Strike it out?
It doesn't say your house. It doesn't say take it out of your house because it says bevasechem, from your house.
Right, so why does it not say tevaru? Why does it not say take it out from your house?
They tell you that in addition to what you have for removing it from your house, you also have to do it from your heart.
You have to.
Both, okay. I would say. But not okay. but not from your heart and not from your house.
Okay. So you're saying that the Havimina was you need to do both. Okay, could also be. So if so, then the question is, why are you telling me you do B'dikas Chom, it's not Reva Bali or Bali Motze? It's not true. You need to do Bittel. Now, what would be if you just did bittel? Would that be good? So that's a Gemara Mefureshes. On the Avdalad Amud Beis, Gemara Mefureshes, bittel on its own is also good. Bittel on its own is also good. So the Havamina was, bittel is the whole thing, and the Bdika, the bittel is the whole thing, and the Bdika is not. So if so, why are we doing Bdika? Says the Ram, here's the Ram's chiddush. You should know minatoy either one's good enough. You don't need to do both or just bittel. Either one's good enough. Either bdika is good enough or bittel. You still have a question. So why are you doing bdika? You're anyway going to have to do bittel afterwards. The Gemara Davov says, even if you did bdika, you have to do bittel afterwards. To that, the Ram answers, no, that's a din drabanon. But the Mishnah is talking about the Din Torah. The Mishnah is talking about the Din Torah that you can do Bedika, and with that you won't be over the Issa of Bali Roy Bali Matzah.
When Rashi translates, so is a rough saying there's a stira between Rashi? Because on one hand Rashi is saying the Pasuk clearly says Bittul, and he says Bittul is Belif. Mm-hmm. But yet here in our daf he says that it's a matter of Bedika.
Very good. So that's what the Ran's question was. And the answer is that there's two ways of doing it. There's two ways of doing it. One way is the Tashbisu Belev, like Rashi writes in Avdalid. And another way is to do B'dikas Chometz, like we've got Rais from Psukim, that you've got to do B'dikas Chometz with candles. So you see that in Minatoria, it's good enough to do B'dikas Chometz also, to get rid of Chometz also by actually discarding the Chometz.
So how do we know it's one or the other as opposed to having a requirement of both? Not midrabanan, both midaraisa.
Right. How do you know that you'd have to bdika and bittel?
Yeah, we have two psukim according to what we're saying now.
Right. So Gemara of Dalet, Ahmed Bey says that you can rely on women to do bdikas chometz. You can rely on women, even though generally we don't rely on women to do a pe'ula deraisa that needs a lot of work. And yet we can rely on women to do bdikas chometz. The answer is, says the Gemara, because Menatoy is good enough just to do bittel. And since you're going to do bittul, the chiyuv bedika is only drabbana.
How does the Gemara know that?
How does the Gemara know to say that only one is sufficient as opposed to both are required?
I'm coming from the Gemara. The Ran also is good. The Ran and Tais is both quoting the same Gemara. I hear what you're saying. Okay, Mietzem and Mesid Abdarid will work it out. But the Gemara says there that bittul on its own is sufficient, right? So we're coming from the Gemara. The Gemara says bittul on its own is sufficient. So what's the bedika? So the Ran in there originally thought that you need to do bedika and bittul, or at least bittul. To which he answers, no, you should know if you did bedika, then you don't need to do bittul at all, minatoya. If you did minatoya, you did midrabanon, even if you did bedika, you still have to do a bittul afterwards. Fine, so that's midrabanon. But minatoya, if you would do bedika, that's sufficient. To be over, not to be everybody, right? And that's what Rashi means.
And the Ri learns it the other way. He learns out that basically bittul is daraisa and bedika is midrabanan.
Well, no, the Ri learns like this. The Ri learns the pashtus of the Mishnah is after Rav Yehuda Merav as well. Rav Yehuda Merav said you have to do bedika and you need to do bittul. So Shain is how you learn the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah incorporating the chiddush of the Rav Yehuda Merav or not? The Tosis understood it is incorporating already the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Merav. Rav Yehuda Merav didn't make up that chiddush. He's telling us some halacha that was at the time of Chazal. So pashtus, the Mishnah itself, is incorporating that situation of Rav Yehuda Merav. So you're anyway going to be doing bittul afterwards, says Tosis, because that's what the Vav says, that you have to do a bittul afterwards. You're anyway going to be doing a bittul afterwards. So why in the Mishnah does he have to do a bedika? To say that the Mishnah means deraisa, Tosafot didn't want to learn like that. To say the Mishnah means deraisa, Tosafot didn't want to learn like that. Because the Mishnah, pashtus, is talking about halach lemaisa. Halach lemaisa, you do bittul as well. So why do bedika? Says Tosafot, you shouldn't come to eat it. The Ran's mechadish that Rashi learned the Mishnah is not halach lemaisa. The Mishnah means even without doing bittul, in a case where you wouldn't do bittul, you should know the bedika is you shouldn't be over baliyah or balimotze. Bev a chiddush in Rashi, because halach lemaisa you do have to do bittul afterwards. Right? Halach lemaisa you do have to do bittul afterwards. So why is Rashi saying about baliyah or balimotze? Says the Ran, Rashi is talking about before the Gemara. Rashi is explaining it before the Gemara. Before the Gemara, you wouldn't be doing bittul afterwards. And the bedika, indeed, on its own, it would be to not to be over on Baal Yeroi and Baal Yemotze. But there is still a question. There is still a difficulty. There is still a difficulty in the sugya, even after the Ran. The Ran told us that Pshat in Rashi is because there's two ways you can get out of Chometz. You can get out of chometz by bedika, and you can get out of chometz by bittul. And the Mishnah is talking about the way to do it by bedika. But why should that be? Why should the person want to do bedika and just do bittul? Right? Just do bittul. So Taitis said the reason why mechayev is because you might come to eat it. But the Ran is going to come with a new mahalach. What the idea? Why would mechayev you to do bedika? And it's not just if you want. Chazal wa mechayiv you to do bdika. It says, Oila, v'asa boit kenes hachomet. You've got a chiv to do bdika. Chazal wa mechayiv you to do bdika. So why do we have to do bdika if we could do bittul? So Taita said an answer, because you might come to eat it. The Ran himself is going to say in new teretz. So this is now today's homework. What we have to learn is from Umit Pnei in the Ran. From Umit Pnei in the Ran until Uma. It's until you see, I don't know how it's broken up in your run, but there's in my run there's four paragraphs. Five paragraphs. Umipne, Hare, Umahu, Shemo, Elo. Those five paragraphs that will give us the background that we need to know in order to learn the whole of the first parak. So Mela, that's going to be today's homework. Again, let's just do a sikkum, quick sikkum, what we had today in the shir. We had a Mishnah and tells you you do bdika. Rashi says, in order you shouldn't be able to esoteria. Taita says, what do you mean? You have to do bdika, you have to do bittel. Once you do bittel, anyway, that's not going to be even esoteria. So what did Rashi mean? So Taita said, the reason why you have to do bdika is nothing to do with natoria. The reason why you do bdika is you shouldn't come to eat it. The Ram didn't learn like that. The Ram said, Pshat and Rashi is that he's learning the Mishnah before the Chiddush of the Amorai. Before the Chiddush that you have to do Bittel anyway. Before the Chiddush that you have to do Bittel anyway, the Bedika itself is Menatoya. The Bedika is Menatoya. Because before you do Bittel, the Bedika is Menatoya. So Rashi is referring to a case where you won't do Bittel afterwards. How can that be? You have to do Bittel. No, that's a din drabanan. But Rashi is referring pshat in the Mishnah, the din Torah. The din Torah is good enough just to do bedika, and that's good enough. Meila, that's why Rashi said shelo yavoi bebalio bali motzi.
A quick question. No. Tosfos Teretz is that so you don't come to eat it, and that's why we do bedika. Isn't that also derisa though? You're not supposed to eat chametz either. So why can't you say that's also derisa vis-a-vis not to eat?
Yeah, but the bedika and the getting rid of it, that has nothing to do with really eating. It's just a precautionary measure. It's like a way of protecting myself from eating it. That's what I have to do. That's not called the raisa. Okay, well, like doing something to prevent myself being raisa. Changing bariwa bari matze, the is never getting out. Removing the chomets is not a precautionary measure. Removing the chomets is the pu'ul itself, which the Torah wants for me, making sure I don't have the chomet in the house. A good aura, but that's a chiluk. Right? Meila. Oh, so that's that. Okay, that's going to be today's share. Again, anyone who needs to ask me pshat in the run as we go along, feel free to call today. There's no problem whatsoever. Does anyone know Motra Saxon's email address? Maybe I have it. I can find it, maybe. Because it could be didn't get the link for today's share. I have to try and get hold of it. Top. Okay, atzlocha, everyone. Atzlocha with the learning.
What are we seeing in these next paragraphs from the Ron?
He's going to give us a whole background about bdika, bittel. What's the point of bdika? What's the point of bittel?
Okay, thanks.
I've got Mordechai Saxon's number. I'll send him a link.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi Yaakov. Thank you so much. Okay, Shkerach, call to everyone.
Rav Avram, could you send me the full page of the Ran?
Yes.
John sent me an excerpt, so I had it for today, but not anymore.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay,
thank you.
Avram, do you want to learn?